Wanted, an administrator for an adorable Alaskan town.
Adorable? Well, that's debatable, I must say.
If you want this choice position, have a cheery disposition.
After 50 unsuccessful candidates and almost 6 months, hiring Sitka's next administrator is proving harder than finding a nanny for Jane and Michael Banks.
You must be kind, you must be witty.
The Banks, of course, landed Mary Poppins, who met each of those tough job requirements. But could she manage Sitka? At a recent work session, assembly members were asked to describe their perfect candidate. This is Stephen Eisenbeis.
I think something that's going to be important for me is someone who does come with their own thoughts and ideas, that is able to work independently of the assembly, but also is not going to try and undercut me when I do suggest something that may or may not go along with their thoughts.
And this is Mayor Matt Hunter.
I'd like to see someone who's a creative thinker who is willing to try to solve a problem themselves and bring us potential solutions, but then, as Stephen said, take direction well as well. But also, if they really believe we're making a mistake, make sure that they communicate that well.
Tristan Gavon is looking for inclusivity.
Someone who's able to see things from other people's perspectives, you know, whether they agree or disagree with the person, to be able to kind of understand where each assembly member is coming from.
Aaron Bean wants an administrator who is impartial and responsive.
If we act as we should, as a board of directors, and direct them, that they take that direction and not necessarily try to insert their opinion so much.
And Kevin Knox wants some creative backbone.
Willing to take some risks. I think it's important in bringing some of the ideas to the table that we're not afraid of exploring some of those out-of-the-box solutions that might be floating around.
John Hodgson with the Prothman Company, based in Issaquah, Washington, was taking notes.
So what I heard is come with your own thoughts, work independently, respect what the assembly has to say, creative thinker, takes direction, bring a problem, bring a solution, willing to guide if the assembly might be moving in the wrong direction, see things from others' perspectives, respectful, understand, look for common ground, no impartiality, not too independent, and responsive, available to meet, work on morale with staff, vision, calculated risk taker, exploration, and a good communicator. Did I miss anything?
Just one thing, but we'll come back to it. Prothman's specialty is recruiting executive management for municipalities in the Pacific Northwest. The assembly has agreed to spend $20,500 plus expenses on the search, which should produce a list of final candidates by mid-August. If the successful candidate leaves the job within a year, Prothman will find Sitka a replacement and charge only expenses. Current Administrator Mark Gorman is stepping down in June. The salary has been advertised at $135,000, which Hodgson thought was low. You don't want to lose a good candidate over a couple thousand dollars, he said. The assembly told Hodgson that they were also looking for longevity, someone who would stay longer than 3 years.
Did I miss anything?
And there was that one missing thing noted by member Aaron Swanson.
I'm sorry?
The spouse must like rain.
I put that in too.
But this is Alaska after all, and the umbrella is optional.
Dominate us. We will never give you cause to hate us.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
We won't hide your spectacles.